Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Tightness tools for today's challenges. Now, I know what you're thinking, self-care, isn't that just bubble baths and face masks? Well, hold on tight because we're diving deeper than that today. We're talking about self-care as a fundamental pillar of resilience, clarity, and ultimately living a more fulfilling life. Because let's be real, the world throws a lot at us, right? Deadlines, demanding schedules, relationships, and sometimes it feels like we're constantly running on empty. So how do we navigate all that without burning out? That's where self-care comes in, not as a luxury, but as a necessity. First off, let's get one thing straight. Self-care isn't selfish. Think of it this way. You wouldn't try to run a car on empty, would you? You need fuel to keep going. Your mind and body are the same, they need regular refueling to operate at their best. And that's exactly what self-care provides. Number one, prioritize sleep. I know, easier said than done in our always-on world, but trust me on this. Aim for 7 minutes, 8 hours of quality sleep every night. It's not just about feeling rested, it's about giving your brain time to process information, consolidate memories, and recharge for the next day. Ever feel like you're dragging yourself through the day? Sleep deprivation can seriously impact your mood, focus, and even your physical health. Number two, move your body. Now, I'm not saying you have to become a marathon runner unless that's your thing, go for it. Even just 30 minutes of moderate exercise most days of the week can do wonders for your mental and physical well-being. Think brisk walks, yoga, dancing, find something you enjoy and make it a regular part of your routine. Exercise releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that naturally elevate your mood and reduce stress. Number three, nourish yourself. What you put into your body directly affects how you feel. Choose whole foods like fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and healthy fats. Limit processed foods, sugary drinks, and excessive caffeine. They might give you a temporary boost, but they'll ultimately leave you feeling drained and sluggish. Number four, disconnect to reconnect. We live in a world of constant stimulation, notifications, emails, social media, it never ends. Make time for digital detox periods. Put your phone away for an hour each day, turn off the TV, and engage in activities that truly nourish your soul, reading, spending time in nature, connecting with loved ones. And finally, number five, practice mindfulness. This means paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Take a few minutes each day to simply observe your thoughts, feelings, and sensations. There are tons of great guided meditation apps out there if you want to get started. Mindfulness helps you manage stress, improve focus, and cultivate a sense of calm amidst the chaos. Okay, let me tell you about this one time I was swamped with work deadlines looming, emails pouring in, and I felt like I was drowning. I knew I needed to take a step back before I completely imploded. So instead of powering through, I took an hour for myself. I went for a walk in the park, listened to some calming music, and just focused on my breath. You know what? It worked wonders. I came back feeling refreshed, clear-headed, and ready to tackle those tasks with renewed energy. Remember, self-care isn't a one-size-fits-all approach. Experiment with different practices and find what works best for you. Make it a non-negotiable part of your daily routine, just like brushing your teeth or showering. Treat yourself with the same kindness and care that you would extend to someone you love. So go ahead, take those deep breaths, prioritize your well-being, and remember you deserve it. And hey, if this resonated with you, spread the word. Share this episode with a friend who might need a little self-care reminder, leave us a review, or join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep those minds strong and spirits high.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.